this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, we continue our conversation with 100 Things Millionaires Do. Today, be careful with cash. No self-made millionaire has ever made their wealth from a savings account. Cash might be king, but not necessarily a wealthy king. You see, 20 years ago, you could leave money in the bank and watch it grow at a rate of at least 6% a year, thanks to high rates of interest on deposits. You could simply sit back and feel like you were getting richer. Although, in reality, with high price inflation at the time, your bank balance might have been increasing, but not your spending power. Today, it's different. Interest rates on deposits are very low and sometimes close to zero. Money in the bank is like left luggage. When you come back, it's exactly how you left it. Current levels of price inflation might be low, but that provides little compensation when earning negligible interest. Even with its low return, holding cash can seem relatively safe compared with the risk of an investment that doesn't pay off, and it is safe. But the inherent problem with cash is that it will never make you rich. It will help you spin on the spot, but not propel you forward. Risk equals reward, and the higher the risk, the higher the potential reward. The important thing is to be ready for when things don't go as planned and to have a structured approach to risk so that one setback won't sink you. So how much cash should you hold? How much cash you should hold is a very personal decision. In fact, it's different for everybody. But here is what I've learned over the years. If you have a better and more productive use for the cash, then use it. And if not, keep it in your savings account so that it is flexible and liquid. If you're looking to increase your total wealth, holding cash is actually a poor choice. If not, leaving it in the bank might be an ideal option if you just can't stomach risk. In fact, if you're very risk averse, you might find it too stressful to tie up all your funds in investments that hold some risk. Holding some cash might be a necessary option for you. The rainy day analogy has some truth to it. Overused as it is, you might need to hold cash as an emergency reserve. What is that dollar amount? It should equal to about 6 months of all of your expenses. Look, these are uncertain times. If something happened and you lost your health or you lost your job, you may very well need to access an amount of money equal to 6 months' worth of savings. It's often wiser to use your cash than to take out debt. Why would you take out a loan if you have the available cash to buy that new car or that new appliance? All of these are discussions you should have with your licensed financial advisor. Don't have one? It's time to fill that chair. The advice in this series will help you to increase your wealth, and eventually you will have some excess cash that isn't tied up for daily living expenses. And that's this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur. All of these are discussions you should have with your licensed financial advisor. Don't have one? It's time to fill that chair.